Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey, for that wonderful introduction. I really appreciate Mark. Welcome to Ram Radio, the webcast, on this August the 20th, 2013. A Tuesday afternoon. I'm Pastor John P.J. in the Lucy Coleman studio. Why the facelift or the change on the website? Well, I thought that I'd do an entire webcast to let you know what's going on. Fade the music. All right, here we go. Thank you. The reason that I did the facelift or the change on the website should be for obvious reasons. Since the year 2002, that's when I first put that masterpiece of madness together. Those many years, when I was in the midst of a very flourishing, medium-sized church ministry, becoming very popular, unbeknown to me, to a lot of people. And building all of that stuff that I had on my website, all the controversy about other folk and religions, and because that's what apologists do. I have come to the point in my life that I thought that I had to make some drastic changes on my website, and it really happened by accident today while I was doing some work on the website. But after giving it much, much, much thought, I was going to do it inevitably or eventually. Before I died, what I wanted to do, I'm cataloging my life. I'm putting everything together. If you remember me at all, I hope that you will remember me on the YouTube clips. You notice that I have on the top of the website, go to the YouTube clips. And you just go to the YouTube clips and you can type in the most popular clips. And from that, you will be able to see every YouTube clip, almost 500, that I put up on the World Wide Web. And as long as my account is intact there, those YouTube clips will be up. And in that way, you will be able to see my videos. And that's under John Cole. Okay? That's my... Into the Word, the Biblical Alternative. You can type that in, and of course my website, but that's my YouTube site, and you will be able to get all of my video clips. The sound clips will remain on my website, on this website, as long as I am alive. You will hear, hopefully every day, sound clips from me continuously. You can see that I'm restarting the Bible study again on Wednesday night. But the Bible study is open to anyone. And the Bible study will not necessarily be on the Bible. It'll be on God, how to live, and on Jesus, and why we in this culture see Christ as Savior, and what living for God is all about. The Bible study will not be a denominational, church-led, Pastor John feels obligated to say anything. No, I want you to know what God is saying to you. So if you are to continue in coming to the Bible study, that is the constant question that you are asking yourself. What is God? Not PJ. Because I know what God is saying to me. I'm not even going to argue that with anyone else. If you don't know it by now, you know the drill. you probably never will know it. That's the way I do it. But that's why I did it. Let's say that I would die suddenly. If I would die suddenly, I want you to be able to go to the website. All the video clips will be under the YouTube things, and eventually all the little sermon clips on my website will disappear off the website. They'll all be on YouTube. You'll have to remember that. Okay, I think it's, yeah. And that's cool. You will remember that when you go to YouTube, into the Word, the Biblical Alternative. My clips will come up. All the ones that you can share. The most popular one on there now, I happen to be on YouTube, is saying, Affirming Ringo for Life. I have, man, over 4,000 hits on that clip. 4,719 hits. Found interesting. And I just went to this today because I don't, you know, unless I put something up on YouTube, I don't go there. I can imagine people are commenting to me on what I've said on these things because I made them all public. And so I'd better go back and see what people are saying about me, are saying to me. It's amazing. My Porneo one, Porneo Part 1, I did, I'm going to have to look for Part 2 is around here somewhere. And I still have the equipment to put the rest of that stuff up. So if I do anything, it will be just me when I get a spare time putting up more YouTube clips. Okay. And I'm going to continue to do the webcast. But the webcasts are changing because the general population that I minister to is changing. See. And if you've been listening to me the past couple of days, and please don't think that, oh, John is abdicating from the truth. John is departing from the faith. John is throwing in the towel. No, John's not. When I look at every YouTube clip that I look at, when I listen to every sermon that I preach, I am the same man. I have outlived the error. Listen to this. I have outlived the error that God had me living in. The society that I lived in, the principles and the things that held me in check. Man, when you see your government is gone, everything is gone in this country. That used to be the way it was. It is not the same country. It looks more like Europe here now. It feels like Europe. It doesn't feel like America. I was having an exchange of words with, I'll just call him Bullet. I was having an exchange of words with Bullet, and he said to me, "How do I expect you to understand who I am if you're not listening to me?" And you know what I said to him? Why should I listen to you if I already know what you're going to say and it means absolutely nothing to me? Bullet was trying to share with me, a young man that I know, about the value of Kanye West. And I said that Kanye West is irrelevant. Nothing that, you know, I was telling Bullet that Kanye West is irrelevant. Nothing Kanye West says or sings means anything. And I was just going off. And Bullet let me listen. He says, "Do you remember early Kanye West?" And he played. He went to his iPhone or something. And he played. I said, "Yes, I remember this," when he made the story about the girl that was going to college and had a daughter named Alexis and all that kind of stuff. And he says, "Yes." Now, that was Kanye West before his mother died. Now listen to Kanye West. Then he played a number. And it was pure trash. And so I told him, I said, "Okay, to prove my point that Kanye West is irrelevant," I said, "he went nuts in the midst of that after his mama died, after she had this surgery, and he blames himself or whatever he is." But I said to Bullet, "Why would I want to listen to his ramblings and his ravings in the first place. Guess what Bullitt said to me? Bullitt said these words to me. How do you expect to know a person if you don't listen to what the person is saying? And I said, what? He said, our music expresses what the person is saying to us. And then he said, the music that you listen to back in the 60s, Motown and everything, because he hears what I do. You go to my marriage page. Oh, I can't do that anymore. I'm going to have to put the marriage page up because I do want you to go to that. I better make a little note of that marriage page because I want you to continuously look at that. Some of the pages will be gone forever, like the contacts with other people and other people that I was connected with, because when I die, the reason that I want things to be the way it would be if I were dead, but I'm still alive. That's John Coleman. See, this proves that this is still me. I want to make sure, darn sure. You know me, I'm a guaranteeist. That's what I am. I want to guarantee that I'm going to have, that people are going to have access to the historical work that I've done. And that's why I want you to copy it and paste it and glue it. And if you hate it, get a computer and put all my stuff in it and blow that sucker up. And forget me, because no, I don't feel like I'm going to die soon. I may. If I do, good riddance. I'm not concerned about dying. This is John Coleman. Still doesn't care about dying. Want to die. Still feel left behind in a very real way when my wife left me in death. As a matter of fact, I'm going to contact Pastor Sean and some other people that I had promised to give some of my treasured books to, because I don't even go into the commentaries anymore. I have no need to. I know what it means. I think these treasures ought to go to serious men of faith who is going to not only teach these things, but to admonish other people to adhere to them. I'm going to have to call Pastor Sean and say, come by in your truck and take the books. I don't want my daughters to sell my work for profit, because I believe in nothing being sold for profit. And I want to do it all while I'm alive. I want to just, you know, most people wait, oh, the poor pastor died. He died working. Yes, I'm working, but not as hard. I don't have to work. Like when I give Bible studies, I'll probably go on the internet, get a nice Bible study thing. If I get rid of all my books, I doubt if I'm going to do that. I'm going to always have books to do Bible studies from. I'm going to have a major manual or computer to study from, to put things together on. But I don't require all the other stuff that a living pastor would require. So it's time to give it up. And I'm also talking to you younger pastors to let you know, when it's time to give it up, it's time to give it up. Don't wait until death creeps up on you and you haven't done anything. And no, I don't know who's going to keep my website going. I guess after 30 days, if I die and if nobody pays my web bill in 30 days, A1 web server is going to shut down my website. That's my web server, A1 web server. So that'll be shut down. I'll be going up, or wherever heaven is, wherever Jesus is, wherever God lives, that's where I'm going. PJ is going to heaven. I know some of you think I'm going to hell because of what I preached and what you didn't believe and what you didn't like me teaching, and you thieves out there that's done nothing but stolen from me. All you had to do was ask me, I would have given it to you. And for those of you that accused me of kissing you in a wrongful way, if you wanted me to kiss you, all you had to do was ask me. I would have. See, that's the kind of man I am. I'll tell you right to your face. Death is going to be a wonderful thing for me to approach, because I know then I'll see my Savior face to face. That's a song we used to sing in the church. Then I shall see him face to face, for he is the one that saved me by his marvelous grace. You know, pastors don't even talk like that these days. So that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to shut it down. I'm trying to pull it together. You know me. I'm no feminized male. I'm not that. I know some of you think I am, but I'm not that. You never seen a swish in me. No, you didn't. You've never seen that. I'm all man. But I'm not going to give you the privilege. Listen, wait. Listen to this. I'm not going to give you the privilege to say, oh, my goodness, he's dead now. We all know what he was. No, you don't know. If you want to know who I am, you need to come by and ask me to my face. But before I tell you who I am and what I did and why I did it, I'm going to tell you to get the Hades out of my face. How about that one? There it is. John Coleman is still alive. He's doing what he has to do, because he knows that the naysayers, and what about the people that I spoke about? Man, at the top of my list that is getting more hits at the top of the list. Look at who is it? I affirm Ringo for life. Okay? Ringo is not a black nationalist. What is he now? I guess, yes, he's fully come out as a black Israelite or something like that. So what? Ringo loves the same God that I love. He loves and believes in that same God that I love. Why should I hate Ringo? So all those hits are coming from the evangelical Christians that think that I probably tweaked to the other side because I affirm Ringo. Please, I affirm a lot of people. The Parnell one, I guess, is popular because, you know, it talks about, because I get into the Greek breakdown of what the Bible is saying about fornication and all that. So I guess they like that. Now, of course, the compromising in living color, when you go to that clip, that's the Fred Price fiasco. When I went to Jack Hayford's church and confronted Jack Hayford and Fred Price about having 300 pastors meet at the so-called Faith Dome at Fred Price's, now his son's, hip-hop church, Crenshaw Christian Center, that his son is a pastor of. Have you ever heard of that? You can pass down a church from father to son. I guess when his boy make a baby, pass it on down to the grandson and keep the fools packed in there believing that stuff. But then someone might say to me, but John, that's their religion. Now, wait a minute. Somebody may say to me, John, that's their religion. Just like you got your religion. You got your Christianity, your thing. You're not Hindu or Buddhist. You teach that stuff in college, but you're not that. And so they got their religion. Let them have it, John. Let everything be all right. I said, okay, they can have it. They can have it. Well, John, aren't they going to? I don't know. I told them they can have that. But I know that if I got into Hinduism, that's not going to get me to see God face to face. The only thing that's going to get me to see God face to face is what I know that Bible says to me, and me living that out in my life. You hear me? And don't be going to no Old Testament and telling me that I owe God 10% of nothing in the book of Malachi, because God ain't talking to me and I ain't listening to him, because that ain't what he's saying. I know some bootleg preacher lied and said that. And don't get me using bad language. I'm trying to stay nice on this here radio thing that I put together. Blows my mind. You know, when I was a little boy, I know you may not want to hear about this. I'm almost a 70-year-old man. But when I was a little boy, I always wanted to talk on the radio. I mean, it blew my mind. It just came in my mind. I'm in my studio right now looking at a very expensive $200 microphone that I'm sitting in front of. And I'm talking into this thing, and it's going into this contraption, to this thing here. And and then going into another computer, and I'm going to load it up on a website, and people all over the blooming world are able to hear me if they are hooked up to the internet. This is blowing my mind. And did you know that when God saved me, when Jesus Christ spoke to me, when Jesus Christ spoke to me, see, Dr. MacArthur, you need to be tuning into this webcast, you jackass. When Jesus Christ spoke to me, and I was frightened because I had never been confronted in the depths of my human mind with something speaking to my consciousness, letting me know that they love me. I didn't know what it was, who it was. And I, like the beloved Apostle Paul, said, what do you want me to do? Because I was so scared. I just wanted it to stop. And the voice came so clear in my head, Dr. MacArthur. You know, with their seminaries and their degrees and their books and their and all of that. And don't get me wrong, I believe in a biblical education. I graduated from Talbot Theological Seminary. I'm an educated black man. I know what I'm talking about. There's nothing wrong with education. Anybody that says thumbs down to education is a jackass, double jackass. I affirm Dr. MacArthur for having an institution of higher learning. That's one of the greatest things that that man has ever done. But unfortunately, the man has never heard from God or Jesus Christ once. Now, let me go back to when I heard from this God that spoke to me. See, this is John Coleman you're listening to. This isn't Rush Limbaugh. No. This isn't some crazy charismatic trying to speak in tongues to try to figure out who Jesus is. He tell you something. You got some Chinese in Indochina who knows who Jesus is and are dying in the name of Christ. Now, they're going to go to heaven just like that Islamic man that is dying for his cause and believed in that. But we would say, well, oh, no, since he didn't believe in Jesus, he's going to hell, his tribe, and all of them. You know what? You're right. Okay. But anyhow, I heard that voice, and that voice said, you will tell them what I tell you to tell them. That's all Christ ever said to me. You will tell them whatever I tell you to tell them. Now, where did I find him? I didn't read the Quran because I didn't come up in the Quran. And if I read something that told me to kill somebody, I said, wait a minute, what? This can't be God. Because God's not going to go around telling me to kill everybody because they won't bow down to me. But I know some Christians that believe in that crap. You let a gay person come around a Christian community, they will gate that gay person out, talk about him, burn a cross and effigy of him. And every man, please, an evangelical, you better keep your eye on that madman. And you know what? You search my sermons. I'm trying to think if I ever said we evangelicals. I don't remember me saying that once on camera or video. If anybody sees me saying we or I as an evangelical, bring it to my attention and I will strike that from the computer forever. But you understand, all kidding aside, that's why I'm tuning everything down. I was here in the office today. I'm getting my syllabus ready for the next semester in teaching philosophy. World religions is the first class. And all right, let me conclude this by saying these words. On the left-hand column of the webpage, there were a lot of connections to a lot of people. I know that some of the link connections will be lost for a while, and if any of these folk want to get in contact with me, they can do that. My email should remain the same, and if you have to get in contact with me, just email me, and then we'll talk about some kind of phone line that I could put you through to. If you'd like to write me, 4401 West Lawson Avenue, number 107, LA, California, 90043. That's care of Pastor John. And like I said, I was just talking with someone on the phone that just rung me upon, and I was trying, they said, what are you doing getting ready to die? I says, not that I know of, but what I'm doing is I am trying to be a good steward, because a good steward takes care of these kinds of things before he passes away. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of people lining up at the door anyhow. I'd love for someone to take on this web account. But God willing, I'll go through there, take my time, go through each page on my website, and I'll just get rid of all the things that are not important anymore. Because we're living in a very different day and time. Very different day and time indeed. Well, God bless you. You know the drill. Stay into the Word.